Wrestling fans, clap for the Angle Podcast!
The Angle Podcast.
Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
The Angle Podcast.
It's the Angle Podcast! How exciting!
Welcome, everyone, back to a brand new edition of the Angle Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joey Carney, and if you haven't already, please smash that subscribe button down below. Now, with me today is a flag bearer of Impact Wrestling, and although as of late he's lost some of his honor, he is still in the ring a wolf, and stay alert, because if you know this man, we know that anything is possible. Please welcome Eddie Edwards. How are you, sir, and welcome to the show.
I'm doing good, and thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, 2022 has been a different year for you compared to others, a different reaction from the fans. You were at the forefront of protecting Impact from said outsiders and ultimately joined them. Now, like many years ago, we've seen this happen before with different outsiders, different group of outsiders. And now we're seeing it happen with you. What was the debate going into making you the leader of Honor No More?
You know, I think it was just the way that I felt, you know, going into it and having, you know, when those guys were coming around and, you know, things, the stars just kind of aligned where, you know, I felt that I'd been passed over. You know, I had chances that I should have been given that I wasn't given at the time, you know, most notably going after Kenny Omega when he was, you know, the Impact World Champion. I wanted to be the one to help bring that championship back to Impact. And then Christian was a champion. I wanted to bring it back to Impact, take from Christian, but I never got my chance. And it just kind of worked out where I had friends, you know, who left the company, who left Ring of Honor, and they were around. So it kind of worked out perfectly. And, you know, sometimes the stars do align, and it just worked out great for me.
What was your reaction to the initial reaction from the fans, seeing you be, you know, the face of Impact, sort of say, for so long, and to kind of turn your back on them?
It was interesting. It was cool, honestly. Like, that was, you know, that's what we expected. That's what I expected. That's the reaction that they should have given me. You know, I was the guy. I was Mr. Impact. I was the guy, you know, always pushing, always supporting Impact, and which, honestly, that's who I was. And, you know, when somebody turns their back on you, that was the appropriate reaction. And, you know, honestly, I ate it up.
Yeah. And staying on the topic of 2022, we've seen a lot of Impact talent step up and really declare themselves as big time players in the company. Names like Jordan Grace, Josh Alexander, and even Steve Macklin. Being that you kind of your career has been in Impact and you've been, you know, from the beginning and rose to the top, what would you say goes into being a key player in Impact?
You know, I think it's first and foremost, it's believing in what Impact is doing and believing what the product that we're putting out there and believing in the locker room that we have. And also not just the locker room, but believing in, you know, our front office, everybody involved in the company. You have to believe in what we're doing. And I think that's always been the great thing about Impact, especially most recently, where everybody's been on the same page, where we all have the same goal. We just want to grow Impact. And if you want to be a main player at Impact, you have to believe in that, and you have to go out there and you have to deliver, which, you know, the people that you just mentioned, Jordan, Josh, Macklin, you know, Trey Miguel, Ace Austin, Chris Bay, these are guys and girls that are going out there and they're delivering each and every time, but they also believe in what we're doing. And I think it really makes them the total package.
And I think that kind of overflows into the audience's perspective as well, especially for me, because you see Impact opposed to other companies and you can see that, you know, on screen, but also behind the scenes as well. It's a united front. There's a mission in mind. There's a goal in mind, and that's to bring Impact as high as possible. So it's definitely, I could definitely see what you're saying in the sense of, you know, there's so much talent there and everybody has that goal in mind to make Impact number one. Now, with Honor No More, obviously you led us a faction, even bringing in some old, some tag team gold with Mike and Matt. But being that recently the group has imploded, do you have your sights on maybe masterminding a new group or a team of some sort? Or do you plan to possibly go back to being on your own?
You know, right now, I think I'm going to focus on my own, focus on what I can do going forward. But honestly, if if an opportunity arises, I wouldn't turn my back on it. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You never know, especially in the professional wrestling world, you don't know who's going to show up or who's going to be available, you know, at certain times. So if something arises and it seems like the right fit, the right situation, I'd be happy to lead a group again. But as of right now, I'm just focusing on myself.
Yeah. And I like the idea of like what you said was like an opportunity. If that opportunity comes about, and I feel like that's what Impact really is about. You know, it's not just giving talent from the outside opportunity, but also giving them creative opportunity as well. We're seeing things that we really don't see anywhere else. Even this week, you know, what we saw with Violent by Design and Eric Young, a lot of different things that you don't normally see on another wrestling platform. What to you do you think is the biggest creative difference opposed to other companies or other outside places?
You know, for me, I can't speak really to what goes on in the other companies because I haven't been there. But for myself and, you know, speaking to the guys and girls who come through Impact who have been other places, for me, it's definitely the creative freedom. You know, you have a lot of freedom here at Impact where, you know, if you have an idea, you pitch it. And, you know, there's a good chance that it might get picked up and they might run with it. And of course, not every idea is a home run, or, you know, they might not do every idea that you pitch. But the fact that they're open to the ideas, or, you know, it's always a team effort where you're trying to, like I said, we're all trying to do the best thing we can. So if we're all working together and we say it's Honor No More, we have this group of people who have different ideas and everybody has something they want to do. But everybody would listen to each other and we would pitch it, you know, to the office, to production and stuff like that. And that's how you come up with the best ideas and the best, you know, the best look, the best shoots, the best matches. That's how you do it, by working together. And I think that freedom, you can really see it. It really comes through on screen when people are watching.
Yeah. And at one point it was said that Eddie Edwards and Sami Callihan were the heart and soul of Impact Wrestling. And I still believe that to this day, but do you believe that this is still true? And what about your chemistry with Sammy stood out amongst the other stories or the other feuds that you had?
Me and Sammy, you know, we've known each other for a long time, and we always had the same mentality. You know, we've always, again, you know, talk about believing in what we're doing, but we were, you know, the flag bearers. We would have conversations, you know, outside of work, outside of wrestling, where what can we do for Impact? What does Impact need to do? What, you know, we were always trying to help, you know, the locker room and help the company in general. And we always really took pride and still do take pride in what we are doing. That's outside the ring. And inside the ring, me and Sammy are pretty similar as well, where we want to go out there, we're going to put on the best match that we can, and, you know, we'll do some crazy stuff, but we also trust each other to go out there and put each other's lives in each other's hands.
Now, I know this phrase has been thrown around so many times over the last couple of years, but the idea of a forbidden door, sort of, say, and that Impact is kind of the forbidden door in the land of opportunity, like we spoke about. We've seen other people come in, like you said before, Kenny Omega, people from other companies, Ring of Honor, coming in. What are your thoughts? Because at first we talked about with Honor No More, you joined them and you said that it was because you missed out on those opportunities to bring the title back. What's your idea of seeing that talent come in and kind of take that place?
You know, if it's kind of the theme of this conversation, where if somebody comes in, no matter who it is, no matter from whatever company it is, as long as you're coming in because you want to come in and you want to be a part of Impact, then come on in. Let's see what you got. But if you're coming in just because you have to, or you're coming in for a payday, we don't, you know, Impact doesn't need that. That's not what we want. That's not who we want in the locker room, because that will mess with the chemistry. The chemistry of the locker room is that we all believe in what we're doing. And, you know, it's easy for somebody to come in and be able to, you know, throw a little wrench in the plans by not believing what we're doing. So if you want to come into Impact because you believe in what we're doing, I welcome everybody. But if not, then, you know, we're better off without you.
Yeah. And kind of following back up on that creative freedom topic that we spoke about, we've seen legends like Tommy Dreamer, Mickey James, Rhino, PCO, and now even Bully Ray find their way back to Impact. And it's what is it like having these names like back in the locker room, to have legends like those in the back to either learn something from or just to have a conversation with?
Yeah. You know, you can learn from everybody that comes in, which is a great thing, especially the legends who come back, who have gone elsewhere, who have been doing it for so long. But to be able to watch them, you know, take pride in what they're doing, it's a nice boost to the morale to see that, you know, guys and girls do want to come back to Impact and they still want to go out there. They still want to give their best. So to watch, you know, Bully Ray come back and, you know, cut the promos that he's cutting and doing the angles that he's doing, it's inspiring, really. So it's always nice to see people come in and give their all for Impact. And then it's nice to be able to pull them aside and ask, you know, what did they think about what, you know, what we did, what I did, what the rest of the locker room did. It's just a great, it really lifts the spirits of the locker room.
Yeah. And I'd be remiss if I said that there weren't similarities between you and Tommy Dreamer and Bully Ray. Adjectives like tough, leader, extreme, and violent kind of come to mind there. And there is some opportunity to do something special there if that was to ever come about. How would you go about a story with either Tommy Dreamer or a Bully Ray?
You know, for me and Tommy, we are friends, you know, outside of wrestling as well. And he is like the crazy uncle, you know, crazy stepdad type of character. And he's really done a lot for me in my career. So I think that the story of, you know, sensei, you know, student type of thing, teacher versus, you know, student, would always be a story that me and Tommy could do. And also, you know, me and Bully, you know, when me and Davey came into Impact to TNA, we were wrestling Team 3D. So we have a lot of history there where, you know, we won the tag titles and, you know, matches with Team 3 and the Hardys. So I think that story also kind of writes itself. The great thing about wrestling is you can find a story anywhere you look if you just look hard enough. And I think it would be easy to find the story between me and Tommy and me and Bully as well.
And there's always this big topic amongst wrestling fans in general when legends like, you know, Bully Ray or even Tommy Dreamer come back, you know, to a company, that these legends are coming in and their job, sort of say, is to put over the younger talent to help build grow. And like I said, there's always a debate with that, whether it happens or it doesn't happen. But in Impact specifically, we see it happen a lot where they come in and they help build the next generation. We're seeing it done right now with Bully Ray and Josh Alexander. What's your opinion on that, I guess, topic?
Yeah, I think as long as it's the right situation, as long as it's not forced one way or the other, if, you know, just to come in and, you know, and to put somebody over and help a young guy get a win, sure, that's great. But if you can tell a story, you can build it where it really means something in the end. That is so much bigger than just coming in and, you know, losing or putting somebody over. I think it can be done the right way, one way or the other. And I don't think every situation isn't the same. So not every time a legend comes in, do they have to put somebody over? You know, it's not always the right story, but if it's the right story and, you know, it adds up correctly, then I say go for it.
And in upcoming weeks or in the upcoming months, we could say now it's almost the end of 2022 already. It's crazy. Hard to Kill is Friday, January 13th, 2023 in Atlanta, Georgia. And for those listening and watching, you can go to impactwrestling.com to get tickets for that. And it will be about a year or so, actually a year to the show that you join Honor No More. Now, this pay-per-view kind of seems fitting because the latest direction that it seems that you're pointing in is with PCO, who, after what we've seen on Impact the last couple of weeks, seems hard to kill. The pun intended there. What's it like working with PCO and seeing what he can do with his body at this stage in his career? Because it's incredible.
Yeah. You talk about legends. PCO, he is one of those legends. And, you know, honestly, it's inspiring, you know, to see what he's capable of, the level that he's been performing at for, you know, 30 plus years at this point, whatever it is. You know, he's been going out there, he's been performing at the top level. And like you said, the things that he does, you know, is as cringeworthy as it can be at times, it's amazing. You know, the fact that, again, we talk about pride, taking pride in what you do. That's a man who takes pride in what he does because he wants to go out there and he wants to put on the best show possible. And PCO will do that each and every time. So it's been pretty awe-inspiring to watch him do what he does.
Yeah. And I'm sure you get these questions a lot, and I try to steer away from those questions that people are always asked all the time. But the Wolves are one of the greatest tag teams to ever compete in Impact. And we've seen, you know, reunions here and there over time. But a reunion in Impact, I think, is something that the fans are really, really missing. Is that something that we could potentially see in 2023? Is that something that you would be looking forward to if it were ever, you know, come about?
Yeah, you know, me and Davey, we're friends, of course, and, you know, we do some indie matches here and there together. And in the professional wrestling world, you never say never, so you don't know what's going to happen. I'd be more than open to it. Like you said, I think people would like to see it. I think me and Davey, you know, we'd like to do it at some point. So, you know, who knows what happens down the road? Maybe it happens, maybe it doesn't, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
And, you know, staying on that topic of the Wolves, tag team wrestling seems to be really making, in a lot of ways, a comeback where it's being taken seriously or more so than it was before in recent years. And the Wolves being, you know, having a reunion in Impact, there are so many top level tag teams in Impact, but also outside of Impact. If you had to choose one tag team to compete against with Davey and the Wolves, is there a name that comes to mind at all?
The Motor City Machine Guns. You know, that's an easy one. That first and foremost, you know, especially if we're to do it to Impact, at Impact, it would be them.
Of course. And for all the fans listening and watching right now, where could they go find more from Eddie Edwards? Where could they follow you and see what you're doing? All the great things you're doing in Impact.
I'm on Twitter at the Eddie Edwards, but more importantly, you can check out anything that I've done for TNA and Impact on Impact Plus, you know, Impact Insiders, Impact on YouTube, and also Impact is now on DAZN as well. So we're a little bit here, we're a little bit there, but we're everywhere. So follow us and check it out.
Of course. Eddie, I want to thank you for your time today and also for your contributions really to Impact over the years, because it's without people like you that Impact doesn't last this long. And it's important, I think, to give, you know, the flowers while we can. So I do appreciate your time and the things you've done so far.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you.
Of course. And for all those fans listening and watching right now, fans of Impact Wrestling, Winter Warfare is Friday and Saturday, December 9th and 10th, in a city near and dear to my heart in Pembroke Pines, Florida. And you can catch the Hard to Kill pay-per-view on Friday the 13th, January the 13th, 2023. In Atlanta, and the fallout for that show Saturday, January 14th. And again, all tickets for those shows, impactwrestling.com. Eddie Edwards, again, thank you for your time, and hopefully we could do this again down the road.
Please, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And before you go, please subscribe to binge more content right here on the Angle Podcast. Thanks for watching.